Lord, thank you for this day that you've given us, Lord. We just ask that you be with these young people here today. Be with the prayer request, as mentioned, watch over us. Be with our service today and your message. This fast in your name. Amen.
Chris, I may have been wrong on that chapter. Did you read 82?
He read, Marcus did 81 and 82 both, I think.
Yeah, he's ready for 83. Longing for the Lord.
Okay, so chapter 83. How beloved are your dwellings, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs and faints for the courts of the Lord. My heart, my flesh, greatly rejoice in the living God. For even the sparrow found a house for herself, and the turtle dove a nest for herself, where she will lay her young. Your altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are those who dwell in your house. They shall praise you unto ages of ages. Blessed is the man whose help is from you, O Lord. He purposed accents in the heart, in the valley of weeping, into the place he appointed. For there the lawgiver shall give blessings. They shall go from strength to strength. The God of God shall be seen in Zion. O Lord of God of hosts, hear my prayer. Give ear, O God of Jacob. Our God, our protector, behold and look upon the face of your anointed. For one day in your courts is better than a thousand. I chose to be outcast in the house of my God rather than to dwell in the tents of sinners. For the Lord God loves mercy and truth. He will give grace and glory. The Lord's hand will not remove good things from those who walk in the innocence. O Lord of hosts, blessed is the man who hopes in you. All right, it talks about there in verse 11 about making a choice to be in the house of God rather than the tents of sinners. So you guys have all got that choice to make where you're going to cast your tent and who you're going to be with. So for your memory verse for next week, that's what I want you to do. I want you to find a verse about someone who chose to be an outcast and follow the Lord rather than dwelling among ungodly people, for the young boys. And then for the younger men, give an instance in your life when you have had to choose what was right, even though those around you were doing wrong. And maybe if you guys just want to stand where you're at and say what your verse was here, or if you got room to stand, or just speak up if you're going to sit there, it's fine. Jaden, or go ahead, Derek.
We're supposed to have a verse about a story about fire where it was connected with, like, to God. And I thought of God led the Israelites with a pillar of cloud by day and a pillar of fire by night. Mine, I got about when Moses was taking care of the sheep, he saw the burning bush and God said, take off your sandals because where you're standing is holy ground. And so then God told him what he needed to do for the Israelites.
Mine was about when God led the Israelites from Canaan to Egypt. He led them by a pillar of fire in the day or in the night and a pillar of cloud in the day.
4 Kingdoms chapter 1 verse 10. Elijah answered and said to the captain of the 50, "If I'm a man of God if I'm a man of God, then fire will come down from heaven and consume you and your 50 men." And fire came down from heaven and consumed the captain of 50 and his 50.
I had an Exodus 21 when God led the Israelites from Egypt to Canaan with a pillar of fire by night and cloud by day.
I had one about Elijah when they were gonna, the wicked people built an altar and they were gonna show Elijah that Baal could do something that they couldn't, that Elijah couldn't. And they called Baal and cut themselves and stuff so till they bled. And then God sent fire from heaven and it burned up the altar and all the stone things on it.
Okay,
I think we kind of had the same thing as little boys, ain't for sure. But I just thought of Paul. He was a godly man throughout his life. He lived his life for God. He was on fire for Christ. When he was going to Rome, he wouldn't let anything stop him. He just kept pushing on and went through whatever he had to do, even though the things were against him, he just kept going.
In Acts chapter 2, the disciples were having a meeting, and the Holy Spirit came and filled them, and there was tongues of fire above all their heads.
In Exodus 3, where Moses was just faithfully leading his sheep, and the Lord put fire in the bush to burn the bush, but not consume it. And then he told Moses to go lead the children of Israel out of Egypt.
I had Acts chapter 2 where it talks about the disciples, Jesus' disciples, and they were there praying, and the Holy Spirit fell
them, and they had tons of fire over there. I had Ananias and Sapphira when they sold a plot of land or whatever and gave it to Peter. And they said this or that, and Peter asked them, why was you tempted to lie to the Holy Spirit or whatever? And they both got killed and was buried.
I had Proverbs 26:20, where no wood is, the fire goes out. So where there is no tailbearer, the strife ceases.
When the people are trying to show Baal, or Elijah, that Baal can do, burn up the altar and stuff, and then Elijah had built an altar and had his servant dump it water over it and made a trench and it was completely wet, and he was praying to God, and the fire came out of heaven and burned up everything, water and everything.
In the Old Testament, God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire because they were wicked and he was angry at them. That kind of shows God's wrath. Fire kind of shows God's wrath. And then in hell is fire, and the Lord's pouring out his wrath on everybody who yesterday.
I had a verse in 1 Peter 1, verse 7. "That the trial of your faith, being much more precious than gold, that perisheth, though it be tried with fire, might be found unto praise and honor and glory at the appearing of Jesus Christ." I think a lot of us have have times of even wondering if God is real, but we keep doing what we know is right, and that is, I'm going to have to read this. That is one way our faith is tried through fire.